And when the money runs out, it's come home. Go home. Today's heart song actually comes from two verses. First, Proverbs 15:13. A glad heart makes a cheerful face. And Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. Hey, y'all, welcome to this next episode of A Heart for Home, where real life meets deep faith. My name is Ben Simpson, and it's my joy to be your host today. And like every time we're together, I'm here with my co-host, the lovely Christy Simpson. Hey, Christy, how are you?
Doing great.
It's been a long time since I've seen you.
Yeah, a long time.
It's been great. We spent the day together. We had a date day, a date night, all that fun stuff. It's just really important to spend that time together. But it's been fun. It's been a fun week. What's been the coolest thing that's happened around the Simpson house this week?
Well, my brother came to visit for a few days, so that was nice. It was kind of a surprise, and that was good to see him and some cousins and all that good stuff. So the kids really had a good time with that. So it's nice to spend time with them.
Yeah, cousin time is important. Of course, yes. On your side of the family, lots of cousins.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. Tons and tons.
If you were to guess, how many cousins do our kids have?
Gosh, on my side, probably 40-something, I'd say.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing is that some of the ones that the kids say they're their cousins, they're actually their second cousin.
Right.
So, like, you know, you've got grown-up nieces and nephews now that have kids, and so our kids play with their kids. It's just really neat to see that. And so it's just been a full week, a crazy week, a good week, all the way around. And so today, what room are we going to go to?
Today, we are going to probably one of our children's favorite rooms, which is the playroom.
The playroom. Yeah, man. Everybody loves the playroom. It's a place where families can go, get together, they can have fun, they can play. And so we're not actually going to talk about the playroom itself, but the playroom becomes a catapult for us to actually leave the home together, because families that play together stay together. I heard that somewhere.
Absolutely.
And this is right up your alley, because you are a person that really does love to do trips and to go on vacations and things like that. And so it's a little bit harder for me.
Yes, it is harder for you, but I really enjoy it. And I just feel like it gets us out of our everyday kind of mundane things, which are important. And it's important to be a good steward in those things. But it's nice to just get away sometimes. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be fancy. But just to enjoy each other and not have to worry about constantly just doing the things.
Right. Yeah. You know, and for me, I do love what I do for a living, right? I mean, I love being a pastor and a part of the church and preaching and teaching and all those things. And so I'm passionate about those things. And so sometimes it's hard for me to disconnect, right? Because I love doing it. My friend Ed actually says that I carry a picture of my office in my wallet when I go on vacation. So, which I know that makes you happy to hear that.
No, it doesn't make me happy to hear that. But it's okay, because I just see a difference. And, you know, just getting out, even just for a day or two, or going on a hike or something, it's just good to get out and just be refreshed. And then you can do the job that you're called to do just a little better, actually.
Yeah, it really is important. And it's important for families to do these things together. You know, when I think back on my childhood, and as you think back on your childhood, you know, I mean, vacations we did them from time to time, and I've got some great memories. I think about the time that our family went to Rock City, you know, there in Chattanooga, Tennessee, or we went to Cincinnati to the Cincinnati Zoo, or things like that that I remember back in the day, you know, some great memories. And so it's important for families to find ways to do this. And here's the thing that often holds families back is they think, well, we don't have money to go do that sort of thing.
Right.
But fun with family does not take money,
right?
Or at least a lot of it.
Right. Yeah, a lot of it.
So today, do you have some tips for us today?
I do. And these are just 7 tips that are fun family vacations on a budget.
Okay.
So just some simple things. We do most of these, but not all of them. But so anyway, just a couple ideas just to maybe keep in mind if you'd like to take a trip. And you're thinking, well, I don't think I really have that much money to do that. Or maybe you just haven't really ventured into it because you thought that you just didn't have it in the budget. So a couple of things. First, I would say, you know, try the Airbnbs or hotels with actual meals. There's a hotel chain out there that actually has meals in the evening. And that's another thing that we do with our family sometimes is to stay at those hotels that actually have meals at them at the end of the day.
Now, which one is that?
Well, that's Drury Hotels.
Oh, yeah. We love the Drury Inn.
Yes. So we can eat out, like a lunch or a brunch out, and then or a lunch. Or sometimes our kids aren't really that hungry because they have a pretty good-sized breakfast and a meal at night, a dinner at night.
Yeah.
So those are great, and they're usually clean, good hotels.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We really like the Drury Hotels. And,
yeah.
And so that works well for our family, and that just saves us a lot on meals.
Yeah, because, again, they're serving free breakfast with your hotel room, and then there's also a dinner.
Absolutely.
Now, it's not a huge dinner, but it's for kids. It's like chicken fingers. It's things like that
right.
that they love.
Yes.
And it's perfect. And so, like you're saying,
they usually have a good salad bar and, you know, just a few good things that are great to have, knowing that you have that there back at the hotel. And if you have young children, they usually have indoor pools. So sometimes we'll take a day and just do some simple things in between bigger adventures and stick around the hotel just a little bit longer or go back a little earlier so that we could have that meal and just spend the evening swimming at that point. So
that's
a
great
tip. It just gives us a little bit of wiggle room in our budget so that we can plan a few more vacations.
Yeah.
And number two, I would say there are all-inclusive resorts with activities there for kids. That's another great idea if you're like going to the beach or going somewhere where they have those resorts. It's just to look into the deals that they have there. We've done that with our kids, and they absolutely love it. Like, they keep talking about them.
Sure.
You know, a year later, we did that last year when you were on sabbatical, and we did an all-inclusive resort in Florida, and it was just, the kids talk about it all the time.
Because yeah, you don't have to go anywhere.
You don't really have to. We have things planned because I love, you know, filling the day from top to bottom while we're out.
Yes, you do.
But it does wear people out, especially kids. So, you know, we would take some time and maybe do something, some days do something in the morning and then come back for the full afternoon. Or vice versa, stay there at the resort for the morning time and then be out for the afternoon. But you can potentially stay there throughout the day and do so many different things there at the resort. So that's really nice.
And there's ways to find deals on those, you know, with all inclusive, or even if you're not able to go for a whole week, I mean, even a few days, you know, 3 days at an all inclusive resort, you know, as part of that makes a huge difference.
Sure does. Yeah. Just a few days at those really does make a difference. That's really nice. Number three, I would say look for free activities in the area to pair with some of the bigger things. So like if you're going to a city, or you're going, you know, wherever for the weekend or for the week, say you want to go there for a ball game or whatever the reason that you're going there. For instance, we went to St. Louis for a week, and there were several things that we knew we wanted to do. We knew we wanted to go to the Arch. We knew we wanted to do several things, like the City Museum and stuff like that, and a few of the meals that we wanted to have there. But in between times, like the morning or the afternoon of some of those things, we also found lots of free stuff.
There's
there in
a lot,
St. Louis.
Especially in St. Louis, yeah.
Yes, and so that's just an example, but every city for some has some kind of free activity, whether it's just walking along the pier or a canal or a local park or something like that. Usually it's a different, you know, maybe just a different geographical location that your kids aren't used to seeing, different people, that kind of thing. So a lot of times we like to pair some of our bigger activities with just something smaller that might be touristy there, but that might be just prime to that particular location.
Yeah.
So there's lots of free things you can do with kids everywhere
sure.
you go. I mean, they may not always love, maybe it's a historical thing or something.
Yeah, that's something our kids always say.
Yeah, they're like, Mom, is this educational?
We're supposed to be having fun, Mom.
Yeah, they don't always love it. But chances are they will remember those things.
Well, of
like
course.
We recently went to the Lincoln Boyhood Home in Indiana. Now, growing it, most of it was closed during the coronavirus, but they were able to go out and see like where he spent his childhood in the little cabin. And then Elizabeth and I walked on to where he would draw the well from the water. The late Abraham Lincoln did that. And so, granted, we weren't there that long and we didn't spend any money there at all, but it was nice to just go there and they will remember that. Number four, I would say always use coupons. You may not be a couponer at all.
Oh, you're so good at this.
But you are not. But that's okay. Because he, you know, like, I'm like, there's so many buy one, get ones, or Groupon has saved us a ton of money.
Yeah, especially down in Florida.
Yes, we bought our SeaWorld tickets, the all-inclusive, you know, meal pass and everything for SeaWorld last year. And we got them so much more reasonable. I think we got even additional like 25% off of each ticket or whatever per person. So that saved us probably saved us half overall than what we would have if we had just bought it through the site. So look around on Groupon for wherever you're going. Again, all this takes a little planning, but it doesn't have to take a long time. You know, just start ahead of time and know what you want to do.
Yeah.
And there's going to be some things we want to splurge on. You know, there's some restaurants or certain things at different places we know we want to splurge on.
Yeah.
And then that way you know, kind of what the leftover budget is, and you can use some coupons and stuff to help let that stretch. Number five, I would say, again, this is our totally ideas. It may not work for your family, but we've tried this several times, and that is like to do a bigger lunch instead of the dinner, because lunch prices are cheaper.
So much better, yeah.
Yes, and it's usually less crowded in those areas, so you're not going to have to wait as long. If you're going to a city or a new place, you may not know what the most popular places are or what their popular times are, but more than likely, the dinner hour is going to be so much busier. So you're going to have to wait and use a lot of your vacay time waiting. So I would say, you know, just a tip would be maybe eat a bigger lunch, and then that way your breakfast might be a little smaller, and then your dinner might be a little smaller, or supper. But you can also, you know, sandwich a few meals. Sometimes we'll sandwich, if you have some sandwich meals in between there.
Yeah.
And again, the kids don't always love it. They're not always like, yay, we're getting sandwiches. You know, while we're in St. Louis or whatever, but they know that a bigger meal somewhere is coming.
Yeah,
so,
right.
And a lot of times we try to look ahead and see, like, we really like some of the Food Network shows. Like, Zach and I really like the Triple D show. So,
you know, what's
the
Triple D?
Triple D.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Absolutely. And sometimes we get the dives. But it's neat if we're going to a city or something for the weekend or whatever, that we can check out some of those places. And sometimes we like it and sometimes we don't. But it's really cool since, you know, after seeing an episode and being able to visit that place.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are, you know what you kind of want to do, and then you can pair some sandwich meals in between. But also recently we did a trip to up to Holiday World in Indiana. And, you know, we really didn't realize this, but we did a brunch, a huge brunch, apparently. The kids were still pretty full, and then when we went to Holiday World, we expected to eat a supper there.
And
but
didn't.
They
totally
were
saved money.
We saved a ton of money, because we had no clue, but we were fed really well at like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Denny's.
Yeah, and they were full. Of course, there's unlimited drinks. I'm sure that had a lot to do with it.
Yeah, they helped.
But they were not even hungry, you know, come, we thought it'd be like 4 or 5 o'clock, they'd be hungry, but they wanted to stretch out the water park time. I'm like, no, we don't want to sit down and eat, you know, so, you know, think about that. Maybe even a brunch might work well. So a brunch or a big lunch, whatever works out, but they're usually more reasonable. Almost done here. So six, I would say, just on the fun family part, I would say one thing that we've done is, now that our kids are getting a little bigger, is ask the kids one thing they'd like to do. So if vacation planning or getaway planning is stressful for you, and you're like, I have no clue, it's going to make everybody, you know, frustrated or whatever, maybe ask each of the kids, especially if they're older, one thing they would like to do. Then that way everybody is happy. You know, one thing you'd like to do when we go to, you know, whatever city, Cincinnati or whatever. If your planning is open, obviously you may be there for a reason, conference or something like that. We don't always have that opportunity. But if you ask the kids one thing they'd like to do, then sometimes it's an outlet mall or a zoo or something, a museum. That gives them just a little say-so on the vacation. And the last thing I would do is just know your budget. You know your budget.
That's huge.
And that way both of you are on the same page, and you realize when you go to the outlet mall at the end of a getaway or a family vacation, you realize, do we really need to go? Or would it just make us miserable because we're out of money?
And when the money runs out,
it's
come
home. Home.
That's right. It is. That's so important to stick to that budget. You know, because again, a lot of times when you go to these resorts or whatnot, they're going to try to upsell you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're going to get you because you just had a blast there. And so they're going to get you to buy, you know, a package for the next year, the next 6 months, whatever else. So you just got to be smart, right, with your money. Because, you know, again, you know, a person can only vacation so much.
Right.
And that's one of the things that we found out over the years, you know, with through timeshare, things like that, that, you know, kind of some of those traps is that they make it sound like, you know, life is a vacation.
Right.
But we really can't do that often.
Right. And then we like to talk about it beforehand. Look, you know, are we willing to stretch this much, or is this something we're really interested in, or whatever? Right. I like to talk that over with you before we step foot into anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we think about where real life, that's real life right there, where it meets deep faith, we need to think about vacations, about relaxation, you know, to see what the Bible has to say about it, right? Because we want to live all of our life in such a way that honors God and pleases God. And so just four things real quickly that we think about when it comes to rest and relaxation and vacation from a biblical perspective. And the first thing is that we're made to need rest and relaxation. It's just how God has made us. You think about there in the book of Genesis when God created, he worked for 6 days and he rested one day. He built in that rest. Now, God didn't need to rest.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't get tired. He doesn't grow weary, right? He's always ready to roll. But he's showing us and exemplifying for us our need for rest. And when we think about the Sabbath, you know, Jesus himself said that the Sabbath is for man. Man is not for the Sabbath. In other words, the Sabbath, like your body, it still goes on, right? So, I mean, you can't just stop everything, but it was given to you as a gift, right, to help you to rest and relax and to kind of clear your mind. And so, you know, there needs to be hopefully a day a week where you do that.
Sure.
But certainly, you know, a few times a year where you just get away and you rest and you relax. The second thing, though, is to just keep in mind, particularly for our culture, this is important because so much of our culture is about recreation, all right? We have to keep in mind that rest and relaxation, recreation, vacation, all those things, is not the main way that we glorify God, okay? We don't do all that through playing, all right? We don't glorify God primarily through playing. But playing as a family and vacationing and relaxing and doing those things, it energizes us for the primary way that we glorify God, which is through good works. And so you just think about that for a moment. You come back from a vacation. Yeah, you may be tired from the road, but you are, as in your mind and in your spirit, you're ready to get back to it, right? You're hungry to get back to doing what you do for a living, or you do what you do in serving in the church. You know, that break makes a difference. And so it's important for us to do that, just to keep that in mind. Third is that rest and relaxation is actually an act of faith. And I've got to remember this, you know, I mean, I've got to remember that stepping away is one of those things that says, God doesn't need me, okay? He's got it under control. And for us sometimes, particularly those of us like you and me who tend to be very hands-on with everything that we do, we can easily begin to think that it depends on us.
Right, absolutely.
But it doesn't. And so it's an act of faith when we step away.
Sure.
So think about that next time you go on vacation, when you're planning your vacation. It is actually an act of faith to go and get away. And the final thing we want to say is that it's good for you. It is good for you. Think about our heart songs today. Those two verses there in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 15:13, a glad heart makes a cheerful face. I love the imagery of the Bible sometimes. You just think of that old sourpuss, right? I mean, you know, they need to go on vacation, don't they?
They do. Maybe they need a little vacation.
You know, they need to get away. And so a glad heart makes a cheerful face. A person that is happy is typically a person who knows how to find rest and relaxation in their life.
That's very important.
They're not stressed out and pushed to the max.
Right.
And the second proverb there, Proverbs 17:22, a joyful heart is good medicine. And so when you go away, and for you and me, just this is just testimony time, I'm often not excited about going away.
And I am super charged about going away. You're usually really anxious about it as soon as we step, but it is a lot of work to pack for, you know, seven people, just to make sure all the stuff's done at home, someone's there to feed the animals, laundry, everything else. But as soon as we get in that van ready to go, I am absolutely so excited. I can't even stand it. I love it.
And I'm the person that on the way back, I go, that was amazing, right? I'm like the guy who, you know, doesn't want to get on the roller coaster, but gets on it anyway, And when he gets off, he says, I want to ride it again. You know, and that's how I am with vacation time and relaxation. It is good medicine. It really is. It's important for us to do that, not just for our own souls, but for our families, that time away. Thank you guys so much for joining us in this episode, episode 5 of A Heart for Home. We pray that you are blessed. We pray that you know the joy of the Lord. And we pray that you have a heart for home where real life meets deep faith.